What do you got, 9:01 or 9 o'clock? Okay, let's go. We discussed Birkas HaShachar yesterday. Now we discuss the obligation of davening. Okay? After learning the halachas respecting and honoring Yeshua, which we didn't do yet, the halachas pertaining to davening with a minyan, the halachas of where and when to daven, and what may or may not be done before davening, we'll now begin to learn the halachas of davening itself, this other ship. We'll start with the halachas pertaining to Birkas HaShachar, work our way through davening. But as an introduction, and before beginning to learn about the halachas of Birkas HaShachar, we need to clarify three things. You ready, Sam? Let's go, Shmuel. Come on. What is the halacha? I missed you yesterday. I didn't know it was off of schedule today. We canceled the lunch. It's on Thursday, guys. It's on Thursday. Let's go, guys. Every day is precious to learn Torah. Cannot take it for granted. Let's go, guys. What is the level of obligation of davening? Number two, is it rabbinic or biblical? And number three, how is this obligation fulfilled? And number four, who is obligated in it? Is it just men or also women? Okay, so let's begin. One of the most famous disputes in Halomdus is between the Rambam and the Ramban. Revolves on the nature of the obligation of davening. Okay, let's get it. The Rambam in Mitzvah's essay, Hey, writes that davening is the fifth of the 613 mitzvahs. Fifth. Five of 16. 613. Ushi, ready? The same focus, the same momentum we had yesterday. Let it continue. The fifth of the 613 mitzvahs. And the Ram Hilchos Tefilas Perek Alfalach of Paskins, that this is a biblical daily obligation. In Halacha Beis Mazvid, since davening is a biblical obligation that is not time-bound, women are also obligated to daven. In our Masechta, as we like to say a lot this year, in our Masechta, right, Nate? And Daf Chofim Beis Tefilas Rachmei Ninu. Mishra says, Beferish Chofim Af, Noshim Rachai B'Tefila. They're part of Kriyashma, but the Chai B'Tefila, it's a Mishnah. We always start with the Makaris. Mishnah in Brachas B'Daf Chof. Women are obligated. Ramaz Mazah, this mitzvah is filled by reciting the words of what? Shevach, first praise, then Bakasha, and then what? Odaya, thanking. First praise. Rav Shekhar once said, the Iker part of the field is really the asking. But you don't want to be a mechutzif. First second you go in there, start asking. First you praise the Abishter, then what? Then you ask for Bakashas, and then what? And then you thank him. But the Iker really is the Bakashas. Okay? That's really the Iker. Thus, according to the Rambam, we recite Shevach Bakash Odah, praise making a request and thanking Hashem for what He has given you. Thus, according to the Rambam, everyone is biblically obligated to daven every day, but this biblical obligation can be fulfilled merely by reciting a few words of Shevach Bakash Odah. Okay? So in other words, the bottom line is that we are really chayv to daven every day, but one could have said in theory you don't have to daven a Shemone Esrei. Well, of course we do it mid Rabbanan. But I'm on a level to your eyes, so maybe if you make some words, I pray to Shem. Shem is the King of Kings, you know, is the head of the world. And then you want to make a request for something. You want to get good on a grade in on an exam in college, and then you thank Hashem for everything. Maybe you be Yitzim in Atayra. Maybe. Ram continues though. In Halacha Dalad, he teaches that after the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash, the Jews born in exile do not know how to clearly express their requests. Ezra noticed this. And they didn't have correct communication. We've discussed the importance of communication. We mentioned it once or twice. Sometimes when you guys get married and fall in love with a woman, want to get married, the most important thing is she becomes your best friend. You need communication. You have to be able to communicate. If things don't communicate properly, things will go awry. You have to be able to compliment her. If you're upset about something, you have to share it with her. In any relationship, you want to have the communication. And therefore, when it comes to talking to Hashem, Ezra saw that these guys, the Yidim, didn't know what they were doing. He says, I got to get this together. And what do I mean I have to get together? We have to make a what? A takana of what the nusach of davening is going to be. Because to leave it up to people is not a good thing. Ezra noticed this and formulated together with Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the structure and language of the meter where the first three brachas are shevach, praise, the middle 13 are bakashas, requests, and the last three are what? Hodaya. 3 plus 3 turned to 16 plus 3 is 19. Why do you call it Shmon Esrei? Lama Shinim was added later. Who wrote Lama Shinim? Shmuel HaKotten, the Tana Shmuel HaKotten. Why was Shmuel HaKotten chosen? There was a great yeshiva here. I never got the zeichah to see him. It was different before I came. Rav Alpert Zatzal. You heard of Rav Alpert? Rav Alpert was a Talmud Mubaker of Moshe. He was a yeshiva and also the Rosh Kol of the Kol Yod Yod. He was a great, great, great guy. He has a famous hesped about Rav Moshe, how normal Rav Moshe was. He was the Gadol HaDor in Lomdus and Bekiyus and Midus, but he was normally saved. So you know what Rav Alperin Zatzal said? Beautiful four. He says, why'd they choose Shmuel HaKotan? What was Shmuel HaKotan's motto? Mishnah Novus. Does anyone know? It's a Mishnah Novus. One of the 63 Masechet and Shas is Ovis. You know that? It's not just Tom Pirkei Ovis. It's Ovis. Masechet Ovis. Do you know what his motto was? Shmuel HaKotan, the Mishnah. Bifol Yivcha, Al Tismach. Never rejoice at the enemy's downfall. So therefore, if you never rejoice at the enemy's downfall, yes, he was the best Tana to choose to be the author of Olam HaShinim. Because they were afraid if someone else is chosen, they're a big tzaddikim, but maybe no one's perfect. Maybe you had someone in mind when you're, you know, what is Olam HaShinim? You pray to Hashem that the Jewish people that are informing another Jew should be destroyed. Rav Zuknik Shlit is a great Rav in Psaic. He once pointed out, I thought it was a beautiful Dahir. Dahir means a hara, Dahir in Yiddish. We never give up hope on anybody, except by who? People that are Olam HaShinim, Olam HaShinim, Al Tihi Tikva. You ever thought about that? There's no hope for those guys. We never give hope for anyone. But Olam HaShinim, yes. So, therefore, we find Olam HaShinim is only said by Jews. What do you mean by Jews? Gemara says in Megillah that when Haman was commanded by Mordechai, by Achashverosh to walk Mordechai through the streets, how did Mordechai get on the horse? He climbed on his back. He climbed on Haman's back. And he kicked him. He kicked Haman in his back while he was going. So Haman turns around and says, I'm full Yivchal Tismach. What are you doing? You're not supposed to rejoice. What do you answer back, Mordechai? Hani Mili be Yisrael. That's only if you have a Jewish person that's an enemy, but a goy, no problem. You can rejoice. And that's why he kicked him. Now, no one should have an enemy, God forbid, a Yid. But if it happens, if a guy's a bad guy, then Lamaisi have that. So he was chosen, Rav Galpert said, because his motto was he never was happy, never be happy about anyone's downfall. So they knew he would be the one to choose. You know what I mean? He should be the author of Olam HaShinim. They chose, he should be the author. You know what he also said, another pshat, Rav Galpert? You ever notice in Shas, one of the Tanaim is always named Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim? You know what he said in Ovis? He said in Ovis, always daven for the welfare of the government. Because otherwise people will swallow each other up. Il Malay, you have fear for the government. Why is his name all over Shas mentioned? Skan Akonim. What's Skan mean? Skan. Hanan Ish Skan Konim. What's Skan? He was the assistant Kohen Gadol. Why is he mentioned all the time? If anyone would have a time on the government, would have been him. Because why? He was chosen over as the Kohen Gadol. He never was the Kohen Gadol. It was a corrupt office for many years. And he was a big tzaddik. And they looked over him. So if anyone would have a time on government would be him. But he still says what? Have reverence for the government. That's the same theme of Shmuel HaKotan. He was chosen, Lamaisa, to be the author. That's why it's 19 prayers. Okay. So it comes out that Chachamim also enacted that the Midas should also correspond to the Karbonis, such as on a weekday one recites two Amidas, corresponding to the morning and afternoon Talmud. You know that, guys. Shachris, Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. Now, why do we do Korban Musaf? Can I get the Tefillas Musaf? Can I get Korban Musaf? And what about the nighttime Amida? What's that connected? First mission brachas and armasichta. They varim and pedarim. Yes, the limbs and the fats of the afternoon tumid. I couldn't hear you. What?
That's not
like connected. No, it's connected. The tamadim and varim were burnt all night. That's why you get that mire all night. Sure, it does. First mission talks about the beginning time, but the end time is connected all night. That's varim and pedarim. The first mission in the Mishnah talks about when the beginning time is. But the end time, the fact we Paskin can do it all night, Lamaisa. Gemara says, what'd you say? That's correct. You're right. But Myriv is also connected to Avarim of Bedarim, Lamaisa. Doesn't the Gemara say that later on in the fourth parrot? I think so. Gemara says fourth parrot, yeah. And also the Gemara, you're right. You're absolutely right what you're saying. Mishnah's not talking about Shemoneh Esrei. He's talking about Kriya Shemoneh, the first Masech. That's correct. I stand mistaken. I stand corrected. I have no problem saying that. Remember I said that Happy Days? Remember that show of Happy Days? The guy wouldn't say wrong. The guy Fonz, you know. The whole theme of the show is he wouldn't say the word wrong. The whole show, he couldn't say the word wrong. I think he got, if I remember correctly, he got through it. You guys never heard of that show, I don't think, no? I remember there was one, the last show of the season once, he had to do a motorcycle thing over garbage cans. Stopped it right in the middle, to be continued. So all we were all talking about that in school. He did a jump with his motorcycle, whether he ended up breaking his leg. But it was the last show of the season, and they stopped it in the middle to be continued. So we had to wait another 6 months for it, or whatever, through the spring and summer.
Sam's birthday.
What is today? What's the relevance of that?
Yeah,
about what?
Birthday. Oh,
okay, good. I don't see the relevance of birthday. We're talking about Happy Day. I don't see the connection. Okay, Vaita. Okay, so that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam sheet. Happy birthday, Sammy. You have many happy and healthy ones. Okay, you ready? It was all shy in the post about birthdays, whether they're good or bad, you know. Because it was only mentioned in Tanakh by Paro. They say some Gedolim didn't like it. It's only mentioned Yom HaLetus by Paro. Does it say Yom HaLetus? I don't know.
It
says Yom HaLetus only one time in Tanakh by Paro. Minik Paro. Poskim that don't like it, they call it Minik Paro. What were we going to say?
I think Achashverosh, one of the Farshim, says that his parties were for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Makes sense. You're such a Baal Gaiva, no?
According to, I think, the Baal Shem Tov or something, it's also the day Hashem decided.
Oh, yeah? We learned yesterday, though.
Whose birthday is that day?
We learned, Sam, yesterday, though. We learned the Gemara Erevin that Nimnu V'Gamru, Gemara Erevin Yigimun Beis, it's better that people weren't created. Now that it's created, then Lamai said you should be appreciative. But theory, Nimnu V'Gamru, remember it didn't say B'Shem Yisrael? Except for unless a person is a tzaddik, Taisa says. Taisa said unless it was a tzaddik. What'd you say?
Halal
Omer. Taisa says that unless you're a tzaddik, though. Tzaddik is better created. You're a tzaddik.
No, we can still ask about Jesus.
Can't hear you.
But imagine
B'Shem Yisrael.
So in that case,
so you're saying it's against Tysus, you mean? Yeah, but they didn't hold themselves as tzaddikim. So now listen to this. Now the Rabbeinu Rebbe's Zatzal held. There are gedolim that held of it. There's a story. I never told you that story. There was a girl in seminary many years ago. And I guess this teacher, this Maura, was teaching the girls and was holding like the Gedolim that didn't like birthdays. And the girl raised her hand and said, but her grandfather sends her a birthday card every year for her birthday. So, you know, the teachers of Maura, very nice teacher, said, okay, I understand, it's very nice he does that, but, you know, we held like the postman and say it's not a good thing. But then she repeated herself, but my grandfather every day. So she said, I'm sorry, you know. And she kept saying her grandfather. So then finally the Maura was saying, who's your grandfather? You know what she said? Ramosha. So you see, Ramosha held the mice so that it was okay. Okay? Ramosha. She must have melted. That Myra knows perfect, but Ramosha. The Argadolim that held it was good.
That's
yeah, she would have melted the teacher,
she
knew, no?
She also knew that anything that her grandfather did couldn't be against Lacha.
Yeah, of
so
course.
She was like at the same
point. The teacher must have felt terrible.
Probably.
The teacher must have felt terrible. Okay, but let's continue. Okay. Nothing wrong with observing it, but I just want you to know. It's funny that when we did that whole thing last week from Rabbi Bernstein and Sefer, I never really realized that when he made that birthday, he made it Mishta L'chol Avadav, until I looked up the Pasuk, you know? I realized I always had a birthday, but I didn't realize he made it L'chol Avadav. Those are the comparison trying to draw between the story of Yosef and... Okay, let's continue. So this is the Rambam's approach, guys. Please get it. Rambam holds that davening's D'oraisa. Could be that the Nusach might be the Rabbanon, but it's definitely be D'oraisa. It's a very important concept. Where is it? In the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Which number? 5 of the 613. Let's go now. The Ramban argues. The Ramban, right there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, says I disagree. We mentioned yesterday that the Ramban, I believe, was 9 years old when the Rambam died. And the Stumbi wanted to see the Rambam, never got to see him. What'd you say?
Yeah,
so the Ramban says, exactly like Nate's saying, he says, I argue with the Rambam and the Paskins that davening is not a biblical obligation, only the Rabbanon. It's a great gift that Hashem gave us, where he allows us to beseech him for our personal requests, and he listens and answers them. But it was only later enacted by the Chum Zichron of Rachel with the structure of the Amidah. As the Gemara states, what dafin shas? Shimon apakuli. Yud zayinim bezin megillah. The Ramban writes, if we are to say that davening is a biblical requirement, it would be only during the times of misfortune. That's exactly what Nate just said. Asara. The Ramban says, okay, maybe I agree with you, Ramban's derives, but only when it's asara, when it's a time of misfortune, when we must believe that Hashem listens to our prayer and saves us from harm. Okay? That's what it says in the Pasuk. It's amazing Kiddush, okay? As the Torah states in Bamidbar Perikid Pasuk Test, V'chisavo melchama b'artzichem al-tzara atzor eschem v'erosim v'chatzosos v'niskartim v'yashem alokechem v'noshatim yoyvechem. says, when they come, they attack you, and they trumpets, let Hashem save you. Okay. This concept, guys, would apply to both national times of trouble as well as the personal times of trouble, such as someone's need for refuah or parnasa. Okay. Now, I want you to get this. This is a very important shot. If this is probably one of the most famous things the Rav said in Lomdus, and I want you guys to remember it the rest of your lives. Like, I ask everything to remember the rest of your lives. But the Rambam, the Rav said, the Rambam's response to the Ramban would be the following. Rambam would say, yes, Ramban, I agree with you that it's Asara is the Eraisa. But in his opinion, the Rambam holds that the human condition is Asara. Every time you wake up in the morning, you need Hashem to allow you to get up, to breathe, to walk. And the nature of human condition is very fragile, and that is, in a sense, Asara. And therefore, the Rambam says, I agree with that premise, but I have a different definition. And therefore, the Rambam says it's derisive every day of our lives. Whereas the Ramban says, no, I disagree with you, Rambam. When it says Asar, it's Asar Mamish. Someone has needs of Rafu Shlema, God forbid, or Parnasa, or whatever what's going on in a person's life, Shidduch, whatever it is, person's trials, tribulations. So that's the famous Machlokes the Rav said. Okay, you got that? How do you define Asar? Is Asar Mamish, or is it Asar as the human condition? Okay. So the Ramban agrees with the Rambam that numbers of times one is obligated to recite the Amidah was enacted by the Chum Zichron of Racha to correspond to the Korban Tomid of the morning and the afternoon. What emerges, according to the Ramban, is that davening is rabbinic, time-bound mitzvah, which women would be exempt from. Okay? Now, this comment is not so poshut. Because again, in our Masechta, I want you to get it down. There's a Machlokes Rashi Tos in Brachas, Daf Chafam and Beis. We're all familiar with the famous cloud that emits its essence from non grom and women are apart from, yes? Where's that? Got some more Kedushin, Lama, Dalam, and Aleph. What about a rabbinic mitzvah session from non grom? Are women apart from that as well? That's a machlech Rashi Tais and Brachas. Taf Chaf. What'd you say? Why Kol Shekain? Maybe that cloud is only said by mitzvah Diraisa. Maybe the Rabbanan enacted the mitzvah Sam. They said women should be obligated, despite the fact that it what? That it's a mitzvah non grom. You could definitely say it like that. And that, in fact, is a machlech Rashi Tais and Brachas, Chafam, Mez on the top. Please get it. So it comes out that the Ramban was of the opinion that women should be exempt from it in theory. I would think, yes. However, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chafam and Beis Armasitha that women are obligated in davening because Rachmei Ninu. What is Rachmei? They need the Rachmanis of Hashem too. And women is always required Rachm just like men. In other words, according to the Ramban, davening is rabbinically enacted and the enactment included women. Women are also obligated to write the Shmoneh at least twice a day, morning and afternoon. And that's what I'm telling you guys. Because just because it's a mitzvah session is man grandma, but it's a rabbinic mitzvah, maybe that tour does not apply. Maybe that tour only applies to what? To mitzvahs d'oraisa, but not to rabbinic mitzvahs. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sorry, Nate, can I have that Gemara? As long as it's right in front of us, why don't I identify who holds what? Okay? Why don't I identify? It's an amazing thing, guys. Brachas, how many things really emerge from the Masechta? Okay? And it's on Daf Chaf on the base, on the top, Lamaisa. Oh, it says like this. You ready? He says, B'tfila p'shita came next to the Yerivokra b'tzaraim, asicha v'ahema, Kemitzvus esse shuzman grama have a kamash on rachminim. Rashi lo garish le shari tfil de rabonani. My mitzvah says shaykh by the coming age last al de rabonon. The nashim tourist may time in mitzvah man grama he. Can remember sukka, Mishai, ever you show cotton macron so on acher of a main. Mashain omrim de nashim apart me kuras and came shame tour. Tais writes black and white that a mitzvah says man grama is the rabonon women are also potter from. He says it befairish. And Rashi says, I disagree with you. Rashi holds that Lamaisa, the fact is that Mitzvah Zman Groma does not apply to a rabbinic mitzvah. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Nate. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that this is a major machlekes. So what emerges is that according to the Rambam, the biblical obligation of davening is fulfilled with Shevach of Kosh of Odah, but according to the Ramban, you'll fill your obligation of davening by reciting the Amidah, and women are required to recite it as well. Okay? So basically, according to the Rambam, the Yoraisi can be Yosei Shevach Bakashav Odah. According to the Rambam, though, it's in its core rabbinic, and the rabbinic obligation is what? What's the rabbinic obligation? Shmon Esrei. According to Rama, the Yeraisa Chiv, and you can fulfill the Yeraisa with just your own Shevach, Bakash, and Odah, but you got to do Min Rabbanan Nusach. But it definitionally, at a Yeraisa level, they're arguing too. Number one, they're arguing whether it's Yeraisa and Rabbanan, when it's not a Surah Mamish. And number two is, what is the definition of Yeraisa according to the Rama? Shevach, Odah, Bakash, your own. According to the Ramban, it's only rabbinic. The rabbinic level is what? It has to be in the context of the Shmon Esrei. The Ram will agree also rabbinic has to be in the context of Shmon Esrei, but on a level of the Yeraisa, the Ram says not the way. Okay, so let's close like this because we've got a lot to do, guys. I want you to see the Mishnah. Please listen if you missed it yesterday, okay? So don't listen after 3 o'clock, okay? But I want you to do the whole sugya. We got to get moving because I want to, lean that out. Guys, I really want to finish the Perek. I know. I really want to finish the Perek. We got a lot to do. So we're in the middle of Omid Beis. So you got to start from the Mishnah on the bottom with that Tais we did. Let's just say, let's close. How do we paskin? We pass like the Rambam, the Ramban about davening. Can't hear you. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, get it down. Simen Kufav Sifalov. He paskins that women are obligated to daven since it is a mitzvah. Says Shalohasman Grumba. The biblical mitzvah is not time bound. Mr. Bruce Sifkonav is Mazvit. The Mechaber is paskin like the Rambam. He also quotes the Magen Rambam. He adds that based on this Rambam, women do not need to recite the Amidah. Because when the Chacham Zichron Lebracha later enacted the Amidah, it was with the exclusion of women. Rather, they should say a short prayer to fulfill their biblical obligation of davening, whether it's Matov Alecha, Modani. Mishra Berurah quotes the Ramban, who argues, saying that an obligation is rabbinic, and although it is time-bound, the Chachamim required women to recite the Amidah twice a day, since they are too in need of mercy. The Shabruah concludes that the Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramban, since that is the opinion of most Rishonim, and the women are required to daven from Shmoneh Esrei twice a day, morning and afternoon. So to summarize. Yeah, go ahead.
Both?
I can't hear you.
You said we paskin like the Ramban.
Oh, so to summarize, the Mechaber paskin is like who? The Rambam. And the Ramah paskin is like who?
The Ramban.
Correct. Mishabruah quotes the Ramban, who argues. And he says, Ashkenazic poskim paskim like the Ramban. I shouldn't say the Ramah, you're right. Ashkenazic poskim hold like the Ramban. And that means, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, that women are required to daven the Shmoneh Esrei twice a day, morning and afternoon, because there's no concept of what? Doing just Shevach, Bakash, and Odah. It only is Shaya, and therefore, isn't in the midst of association with Man Grama? No, women were included in this what? In this concept, Lomaisa, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah seshe shibizman grama, they're including that chiyuv. Whereas if you hold like the Rambam, what's the din? They don't have to daven amida women, right? It's a mitzvah seshe, yeah, exactly. They have a chiyuv to daven, but to say what? A short prayer to fulfill their biblical obligation of davening. And then they would be yitzah. So it's interesting. You know, I mean, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. That's what I want you to remember. It's the Yeraisa, but it's shorter according to who? The Rambam. According to the Ramban, it's the Rabbanan, but it's longer. You got to do the whole what? The whole Shmoneh Esrei. That's how you'd remember it, okay? Yes, Bench.
Can we pass on that women are put through from the Shmoneh Esrei by
the Rabbanan? That's a good question. Generally, we don't. And this is a good example of it. Even though you might say Tefillah is an exception. Even according to the Ramban, it's Mrs. Am Grumba, they enacted women are Mechuyev. So generally, it's a question. Each one might be different. Okay, let's pause here. Let's hear some more of the comments.